Chapter 13. Wednesday, May 16th, 10:03 p.m. Ginny's Motel Hotel wasn't seedy. The mattresses were 20 years old, and the scarred maple dressers had been picked up at garage sales. But the flowered curtains were hand-sewn, the worn white sheets freshly laundered, and the rugs vacuumed vigorously each day. Ginny ran the front desk, her gray hair in pink sponge curlers, and her massive frame covered by a dark blue muumuu with an orange flowered print. She explained to Quincy that she had opened the Motel Hotel 10 years ago, when her fourth husband, George, had passed away. After so many years of taking care of men, she'd decided to run a business where she could have a new man over every night. She winked flirtatiously when she said this. Quincy hoped she was joking. Ginny went through her spiel. She served homemade muffins every morning, Toll House cookies every night. She'd wash your laundry for $2 a load. Please leave the dirty clothes piled by the front door. Finally, the Motel Hotel wasn't as rustic as it seemed. She'd installed state-of-the-art data lines so she could check her stock portfolio every hour online. She slapped a laminated list of access numbers for local internet providers on top of the desk. Then she invited Quincy to visit her site at bigmama.com. Rainey suppressed a smile. Quincy began to back away slowly from the muumuu. Moments later, he and Rainey were in the parking lot, where the tiny string of rooms spread out in a pink-painted V. "Where the hell have you brought me?" Quincy asked Rainey as he found his door and fumbled with the key. "Local color," Rainey told him. "Only tourists stay at the Motel 6.
"Can't I be a federal tourist?"
"Of course not. Ginny knows the best gossip in Bakersville. After Walt, of course. Show up for breakfast tomorrow morning. Down a few bran muffins. You'll be amazed how much you'll learn."
"And how clean my colon will be," Quincy muttered, and shoved the old door open.
Inside, Rainey watched as Quincy set his duffel bag on the single queen-size bed, placed his computer beneath the pine table, and identified the location of the phone jack. She imagined that she was observing a ritual the agent had performed in hundreds of hotel rooms in hundreds of small towns. He checked the closet, grabbing the extra pillow for the bed, then hung his jacket neatly on the back of a chair. Next, he entered the tiny bathroom, inspecting the stock of soap and shampoo. Finally, he returned to the front of the room, studying the window and the door locks. A single curved latch, which appeared older than dirt, held the window shut. Quincy grimaced.